Well, the latest position we have so far, unless something changes, is that we have protests tomorrow, possibly Thursday and Friday, from the opposition side. And then from the government side, they have said there will be no protests. They will not allow protests. The president met with the members of parliament from his ruling party, and I think 2 days ago, to make sure that protests do not take place in their areas, even if it means hiring groups of people to block protesters from protesting.
These protests began over the August 22 election results. The courts have settled that matter. Now, what does Raila want now?
I think things have evolved pretty quickly. I think Raila has his grievances over elections and what is described here as electoral justice. But then there are also grievances that ordinary Kenyans have, which are the rising costs of living and what they consider to be punitive taxation that the government is proposing. So if you look at the protests now and compare with the protests in March and April, which Raila called, the protests right now are more, the turnout is higher, and the people are more charged, and people seem to be ready to go on with the protests with or without Raila.
Now, what do the ordinary Kenyans think? Do they think that the government has done more or has done little?
I don't know what the ordinary Kenyans think. I think what I do know is that within the human rights community, we have concerns about how issues of accountability and human rights have been handled. We initially had high hopes with the new government coming in. We thought that maybe with the promises that had been made, these issues would be handled differently. But we have seen basically the same pattern. If I remember well, I think most of the people, the ordinary Kenyans, also have the same concerns, not necessarily on human rights, but I think on economic management and governance of the country. I think the promises are different. The promises that were made are different. What is being delivered is totally different.
What sort of human rights concerns do you have? The police said the protests have become violent. What concerns do you have?
Well, our sense is actually very different. The narrative that the protests have become violent is actually very, very relative. My sense, and I've done police work for like 15 years and looked at policing during protests and policing during law enforcement. And I can tell you that from the protests I've seen since March, the protests are generally peaceful until police start throwing tear gas at protesters. And then protesters start throwing stones at the police. And then the dynamic changes. And then there's another dynamic in these protests that we have not exactly established. The allegation that there are people in the ruling party who are hiring goons or armed groups to attack protesters and destroy property, which then can be blamed on the protesters. I think there are those dynamics that need to be taken into consideration. The problem here is that the government has not done proper investigations, so all these allegations of killings by police, possible hiring of goons to disrupt and cause chaos, and destruction of property, these things have not been investigated, and that's partly our concern.
As we look up to Wednesday, what is your message now to both sides?
Our message is for both sides, one, to respect the law, and two, where the law guarantees certain rights, the rights should be respected, and that includes the right to peaceful protest. And where there are violations, those violations need to be investigated, and those found culpable should be prosecuted. That includes the police who use excessive force, and that excessive force might include firing live bullets in the protesters or using excessive force by just beating people to death. There are people who have been beaten to death.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, James.